Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. We are discussing movies as we always do every week. We love to discuss movies. We try to prevent you from seeing crazy movies. We try to help you and lead you and guide you toward films that we think are the best films for you to watch. And, oh, that's our theme this week, isn't it? Best and worst films of 2015. And we're going to briefly talk about the Golden Globe winners and talk about the Oscar nominees for this coming year's 2016 Academy Awards. So joining me today, ladies and gentlemen, on our show are the movie maven herself, Miss Karen D, and the illustrious Big Money Bags, Larry Dumkowski of Must See Movies. Because, Larry, you did win the lottery, right? Or was I mistaken?
No, I didn't. Nor did I play, so... I'm exactly the way I was last week, only I'm in a different chair.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's good, because if you don't play, then no one can, like you were saying earlier, no one can come after you for the money you don't have. Okay. All right, that's a good ploy, kind of. Kind of. All right, well,
okay.
Why don't we go ahead and get started? Hoping that all the millionaires out there are still listening to the show, and the minor heirs and thousandaires. And
how come you didn't ask me if I won the Powerball?
Oh, Karen, I know you didn't win.
Wow. Where's the love, man? Where's the love?
Anybody for party or nothing, so I figured you probably didn't win.
Oh, man.
Picture of goat of I don't know what kind of fish they are. Forgive us, ladies and gentlemen, we're a little giddy today. None of us won the multi-billion-dollar jackpot, so we're just kind of giddy, antsy, and just a little crazy today.
Ooh.
But that's okay, because we're still in a good humor, play or not, win or not. We're in a good humor. Now, speaking about winning and losing, that's what our show's about today, winners and losers. So let's talk about what we felt were the best films of 2015 that we were able to see, and also the worst films of 2015 that we were able to see. I mean, with the myriad of films that are out there, couldn't see all of them, but we were able to get out there and see a few films. So, let's do something a little different. We're going to give Larry a chance to start this week. Larry, what was the worst film you saw, and what was the best film you saw of 2015?
Well, now my question is this the worst film of the films nominated, or just worst films in that came out this year? Of this past year, or a worst film in general that I saw this past year?
Worst film that you saw that was released in 2015.
Okay, worst movie that I saw that was released in 2015. Now, that's a bit more difficult. There are a couple from which to choose, and I'd have to say that for me, the worst film for 2015 was the latest addition to the Mission Impossible franchise.
Oh my! Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere. It did the same things as all the other films did. It didn't add to the franchise except for just money for Tom Cruise. So,
wow.
I'd have to say that is it fun to watch? Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch. You know, it's a lot of action and stuff, but it doesn't do anything new. And in my opinion, our good friend Tom Cruise and his Mission Impossible franchise people need to start being creative. They're just following. A process that they know that they'll sell so many tickets. They know that we'll make the money, and that's that. I'd like to see something more out of that, and a lot of people I know would probably like to see something more of it too. And wouldn't that be great though? If you think about it, if he does another Mission Impossible film. And it's something that takes some risks and makes some things really happen, and suddenly people will take a brand new look at Tom Cruise as somebody who's not afraid to shake the pillars a little bit.
Wow, that was a shocker, Larry. I wasn't expecting that. So what?
Me neither. Then fight more.
What was the best film you saw in 2015 that was from 2015 release?
Wow. That's hard. Go ahead.
It doesn't necessarily have to be one. It could be a couple.
Well, you know, I really, really, really liked the Star Wars film. I liked it a lot. Were there films better than that? Yeah. But I've been waiting for that one forever. You know, since Return of the Jedi, I've been waiting for this film.
Wow.
It's like a ringer here for me. You know, it's going to get my vote. Again, was it the best film released this past year? No, not by a long shot. But that's the one that I'd say that I really liked. There's some other films that I watched this year, saw this year that kept me very entertained and I enjoyed them, but it didn't hit me the same way as The Force Awakens.
Well, we'll come back to you, Larry, for some more films if you have any. I know a lot of times we have some secondary films that we think are interesting. We would hope our viewers our listeners would be attuned to, and we can influence them to see some of those films. So we'll come back to you in a second. How about you, Karen? What was your worst film and the best film of 2015 that you saw in 2015?
Oh, well, funny you should ask.
No,
I found on the internet a list of every single movie that was released in 2015, every single one. And I went through and checked off all the ones that I had seen. Not that many out of the, I mean, probably hundreds of movies that were released this year. But let me just preface my remark by saying I don't think 2015 was that great a year for movies generally.
Yeah, I agree.
In my opinion, it was kind of a lackluster year. So when I say that because when I looked at all the movies that had been released in 2015, I realized that the reason there were so many of them I hadn't seen was because I didn't want to see them. Out the gate, they weren't interesting. They weren't presenting anything that I cared about. And it's like, ooh, okay, never mind. So I did go and see. So I went and saw my film. And even though I tried to see good films, there were some clunkers that snuck in there. So my worst film of 2015, Fantastic Four.
Oh, we agree.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a waste of SD cards and celluloid or whatever the heck they did to piece that poor excuse for a movie together. Gosh, it was a waste. I'm still mad at my niece for making me to go see it. That's like 2 hours of my life I will never get back. And I
wanted
to.
Yeah, it was a bad film.
It was rotten.
Simply horrible film. Why was it horrible? Because the characters were badly drawn, the acting was horrible, the script was horrible, the production values were mediocre. The story was just a major snooze. I mean, I don't make movies because I'm afraid that they'll come out like the Fantastic Four. So that's why. But there were some others that I mean, it was a fight to the bottom because I could throw in like Black Hat, another movie that I absolutely hated, and The Loft. Oh my gosh. That was horrible. And let's talk about The Man from U.N.C.L.E. No, let's not.
Totally
horrible movie. But still Fantastic Four wins.
Can I say this with you? Oh, my God, I'm totally on that roll with you. I just like those two films. The worst, we agree on the Fantastic Four as being the worst. But like you said, it's only by a small margin of worseness. If that's a word. And if it's not, we'll make it a word. We'll call Webster or Wikipedia somebody. Black Hat. Oh, my God. The only thing that made sense in Black Hat was nothing.
Right.
What was the other one you mentioned? You said...
The Loft.
The Loft. Now, The Loft was like... It's like that movie has been redone like 20 gazillion times. And they still haven't gotten it right.
Right. It has been done 20 gazillion times, and they still haven't got it right.
Oh, man, that was bad. But as bad as The Loft was, and as bad as Black Hat was, Fantastic Four was not just bad, it was disappointing.
Oh, yeah, it was sad. It was sad.
Okay, and you know what's interesting is that even people who absolutely love comic book movies, no matter what they are, they didn't like it either.
No, they didn't.
And that's definitely us, Larry. I mean, you included both of us in that, for sure.
Yeah.
And I know Karen has seen a few movies that are superhero movies, and she's liked a few and not liked a few. But this, by far, if you were trying to convince people that comic book movies were really good, man, you better not be in this film. Because they would look at you and like, well, what kind of, you have no taste.
Right. Did you just roll in from Stupid Town? Because this movie is horrible.
And there was no reason to make it because you have the first two Fantastic Four films, and I know it's not necessarily the same association with Marvel like it should have been from the beginning. But at the same time, you introduce characters to us and then put them in another movie because the first movie was at least somewhat successful. And then you put them in the second movie, which wasn't successful, but still better than this most recent Fantastic Four film. And I realized that you can't use the same actors anymore because the Michael B. Jordan character in this current film, he's taking the place of Chris Evans. And Chris Evans was the Human Torch in the first two films. Well, he's Captain America, so you can't keep using him throughout the Marvel Universe as all these different characters. and expect people not to recognize and realize that, like me, for example, and other comic book who are watching these films. We know Chris Evans was the Human Torch in the first two films. He was Johnny Storm. We know that. But, okay, now we're used to him being Captain America for, what, three films now at least? So let him continue to be, you know, Captain America. But if you're going to make another Fantastic Four movie, which I don't have, I advise them never to do that again.
Yeah, right.
You don't make it media. It's got to be special. And it, well, you know what? It was special, especially bad.
Right.
I'm sorry. I went on a kind of a rampage there, but a rant page.
Real rant.
Yeah, it was just, it was so bad, man. And,
it was,
you know,
really bad.
For me, so, I have two comic book films. My worst and my best are both comic book films. But, you know, definitely Fantastic Four was the worst. So, Karen, what was your best film of 2015 that you saw?
Well, even though, in my opinion, 2015 was not that great a year for movies, there were a few diamonds in the rough, rough rubble of what we call American cinema.
What?
Yes, there were. So my award for my best movie of 2015 is a movie I saw yesterday, actually, Bridge of Spies.
Really? With Tommy?
Yes. The movie with Tom Hanks. It's about this attorney, James Donovan, who during the height of the Cold War was dispatched to Germany, Eastern Germany, to negotiate the release of an American pilot who had been shot down over Soviet Russia and also an American student who had been held prisoner by East Germany in exchange for a man who had been a Russian spy and has been captured by our FBI, based on true events, based on real people. And I watched it very late last night, and I thought for sure I was going to fall asleep. I was riveted from beginning to end. It was so well acted. It's Steven Spielberg is the producer and the director. Very, very well done. Historic, I mean, the cinematography was awesome, even though it was not shot in Germany. It was shot in Poland, in California and New York. Very well done. I was really, really pleasantly surprised at what an awesome movie this is. I would highly recommend that people go see that just for the history. There those times, and these movies really grabbed me. The other one would be 13 Days with Bruce Greenwood and Stephen Culp about the Cuban Missile Crisis, one of my favorite films ever. And these films where we literally are looking at the possibility of a world war that could literally end the world just brings together so many I keep wanting to go back to the word riveting elements, traumatic elements. We literally are, you know, thinking about our lives on the grandest scale possible. And movies tell that story better than any other medium, in my opinion. And this is one of those movies. Extremely well done. Just awesome job by Steven Spielberg. And Tom Hanks was awesome. All the actors were great in that movie. Now, there are a couple of even, like, you know, honorable mentions I would throw out, too, that somehow managed to wend their way through the riffraff that was the movie history of 2015. One is Love and Mercy. I really like that movie, which is sort of like a dramedy of Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. Again, really well acted, in my opinion. Spotlight, which was this movie about, it's kind of like All the President's Men. It really focuses on journalistic research and just looking for this story. But it's a story about how the Catholic Church in Boston, or how the Catholic Church in general, but focusing on Boston, covered up the molestation of mostly boys but also girls by Catholic priests. in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Just an amazing story. Again, very well acted. Michael Keaton leads the cast in that movie. And I would also throw out Dope, which was an independent movie about this kid who gets caught up somehow doing drugs, but he's like whipsaw smart. And it's a really creative movie. I just thought it was one of the most creative movies I'd ever seen all year. And it's like one of those little gem movies. So I would definitely check that out just to see somebody really take your typical stereotypes and turn them on their ear. I really like it when filmmakers do that. So those are some of my honorable mentions, but still, best movie of 2015, Bridge of Spies. Worst movie of 2015, Fantastic Four.
Okay, well, as I alluded to before, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and it sounded like Larry did too, as far as Fantastic Four being one of the dogs of the year.
I think the only reason why I chose the one I did, rather than the Fantastic Four, is because I expect more out of a Tom Cruise film.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm one of those people that if there's a movie that I expect more from and it fails to give me that, then it's even worse than the bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm very vindictive in that way.
So am I.
Yeah, me too. I think with all the hype that's out there, with all the media that's out there putting forth this grand effort for us to, as consumers, to go out there and take a chance and spend our dollars to see these movies or stream these movies when we're at home or whatever the case may be, I think we are expected to be not just entertaining, but get our focus, bring us into the story. And although I like Mission Impossible for the same reasons you did it, I like the action and all that, and I am a Tom Cruise fan, but I don't want the story to be the same story every single time. You need to do something that's a little bit more, as you said, Karen, creative, a little bit more effort to get me to be a part of that story, to be a part of that experience of the action that's going on, and understand maybe cerebrally what's going on in the film.
And you know, with that, Greg, I'd like to add something in, and there are a couple of caveats here, but I'm going to say this in general: special effects or cool stunts do not make a story.
Right.
Well, that's a newsflash.
Here's an exception to that rule, and that is Terminator 2. And the reason why is the special effects. This guy, the evil Terminator. It was a technology that they hadn't seen before, and it's like, oh my God, what is this? So they blended the effects into the storyline.
Right.
And when you do that, then that changes that statement for that particular film. But
right.
If you take a look at all of these films that we're talking about on the negative side of things, it's like just because they can, you know, do all of this great editing and do all this great CG work and do all of this doesn't mean it makes a good film.
Right. Don't tell Hollywood.
Yeah.
I agree.
So how about you,
Greg?
How about you? What are your films?
Well, Fantastic Four actually was my film as the worst film for me. And I can't be more forgiving as far as how my true angst in the film. And you said it too, Larry, we're comic book guys. We grew up with comic books. We have a certain expectation, especially now that we've been introduced to so many films, both on the primarily on the DC and the Marvel side, and their Marvel and DC universes. They're doing a lot more. They're also doing things on television, on cable. So we have an expectation for the film to be, okay.
At least
okay. And that didn't happen here. And I was really disappointed. And I was disappointed early in the film because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, maybe if I just stick it out a little bit longer, maybe if I eat two more kernels of popcorn, this is going to get better. Yeah, the popcorn got better, but that's a movie. And so now my focus was on the popcorn. I could have been doing anything else. I could have been standing on my head eating the popcorn, and it would have been better than watching the movie. I watched it because I told myself I was going to. Now, I turned it off a couple times in my mind because, frankly, I was more interesting than the film.
And face it, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's a film that really, if you have a root canal that needs to get done, it's a good time to do it. You know, it takes about the same amount of time, maybe less. It actually takes less time to get that root canal than it is to set through the painful thing that is that movie. So,
yep.
And what is your top movie?
My top movie? Okay, so I guess I was in a comic book mode for this year because, like Karen said, there were a lot of movies out there, but I was kind of disappointed in the assortment that I had to look at. Now, I have two movies that I felt were pretty good that I was able to see because I saw some pretty bad ones, and shame on me for doing that. But my top movie was Ant-Man, which is also...
Oh, my goodness.
Paul Rudd, who we know to be a little bit more of a comedic actor, he's had some serious roles, but we know him more as a comedic actor. Well, he was able to take that part of his essence, and the director was able to take that part of his essence and incorporate it into this film, and it worked. I mean, it really worked. I looked at this film in anticipation only because I'm a Marvel and a comic book guy in hopes that it would be okay. And then it ended up being better than okay. It was actually really good. I actually really enjoyed it. And the special effects that were utilized in this film didn't overtake the film so much. It made it interesting. It made it watchable. And what they did with Michael Douglas in this film.
That was amazing.
It won't be a total spoiler, but what they did with Michael Douglas in this film, I agree with you, Karen. It was amazing. It was really done
was.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the story was cool. It was a cool story. I'm not trying to say it was the, you know.
And one of the things that I liked about that story was they may have gotten into a little history of the people involved, but they didn't get into the whole, the creation of the Ant-Man suit.
Right.
You know, and I love that because that would have made, you know, 35 minutes of boring film. Instead,
right.
They got right into the people and who they were, and it made a lot of sense. And
it was
character
driven, not special effects driven.
It was.
Mm-hmm. It was. It was. It was story driven and character driven. You're right.
Exactly. Well, thanks, guys, for saying that for me. I just felt, you know, I didn't want to be alone. I'm glad that there were other people who enjoyed the movie, too. And I think people out there who are listening, you will really enjoy this movie. It was actually fun, too.
Yeah.
And it wasn't overbearing. It did have all this lewd and rude and crude stuff, and it was enjoyable. And it made me realize what I really enjoyed about comic books. And that's why I like this movie. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to get through and get two more things with regard to our subject matter here, but time and conversation didn't permit it. But listen to us and listen to our after show on Google Plus and also on our YouTube channel on A Real Point of View. Just go to Real Point of View under Google Plus. And also A Real Point of View on the YouTube channel. You'll be able to hear our after show, and we'll continue about the movies, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, and a more in-depth conversation about the movies that we thought were the best movies. So thank you for joining.
Where can you find us on the web?